Sin is self-destructive, and we know this. But sometimes it's good to have a visual. There were two construction workers who were talking among themselves, and they said, "How come our supervisor does twice as less work than we do, and he gets paid twice as much?" Bill says, "I'm going to go ask him." So he goes to the supervisor and says, "How come you make twice as much as we do?" And the supervisor says, "Intelligence." Guy says, "What's intelligence?" "Pay attention. I'm going to put my hand against this pillar, and you try to hit my hand as hard as you can." And the guy takes a swing, the guy moves his hand, and the worker hurts his hand. And the supervisor says, "That's intelligence." So he goes back to his friend, he goes, "He gets paid more because of intelligence." And the guy says, "What's intelligence?" So the worker puts his hand up in front of his face and says, "Try and hit my hand." Today we have the son of a widow of Nain who is raised from the dead. Now Jesus three times raises people from the dead, the last one being Lazarus. And it's an explicit plan for us that there are things that we can make and do to make our life better. And those are choices of virtue. The saints used to say, every time you do something that may seem difficult at the time, but in the long run will be good for you, is a contract with the future. Anything that you will sacrifice for the sake of a better tomorrow, not only is better today, but is better tomorrow. Intelligence is sometimes counterintuitive. Someone once told me that if you smile a lot when you're younger, all your wrinkles will be in the right places. You can always cover them up. There's always makeup. But basically saying that the way you approach life and the things that you do because of principle, because it's the right thing to do, will give you the pleasure of a good conscience and the reward of a good life today and for many years to come. The contract that we make with the future is every choice we make because of principle. And it may seem counterintuitive. And you will see people snicker when you give up a promotion or you give up a promotion in your status or your salary because of the right thing. And people may laugh and think, "Boy, wouldn't it be better if you had lied, if you had cheated, if you had stepped on someone else's right to a promotion?" But you will know you did the right thing. And today, what may seem to you advantageous by lying or cheating, tomorrow will prove to be nothing at all. So sometimes virtue is counterintuitive. It goes against what the world is saying. Dare to be different. Dare to show your intelligence. Never put your hand in front of your face and ask someone to hit it, because you know what is possible. Your pain. So be well. Be intelligent. Give up a lot of the simple pleasures or the simple solutions to life that may be very complex in the future, and choose to have a good conscience and a good life, so that when you look God in the face, you will be able to see a happy Father. Slava Iisusu Christu.